there was bar room. Right on the corner of the public square.
So in the mid-1920s, Gambler's Blues, or St. James Infirmary, or whatever it was known by, one of those two most likely, was migrating from the south up into the northern states and becoming a very popular number with the dance orchestras up there. There's a dance leader, a dance band leader by the name of Phil Baxter. He came from Texas, and he became known later for such songs as Ding Dong Daddy from Dumas, and Louis Armstrong did a Dynamite version of that. Piccolo Pete, A Fate is Summer Love, that one was made famous by Bing Crosby, and many others.
Down around my head. Some of them are brown, some are red. Beautiful to see, but reminding me of a faded summer love. Swaying high above.
And he was touring through Texas and Florida and through the southern states. And in Arkansas, he found a new drummer by the name of Carl Moore. Carl would later lead orchestras of his own. And he, from Arkansas, he developed the persona of the hillbilly hick. And he told corny jokes, talked in a broad accent while wearing tuxedos and fronting a very smooth and very polished orchestra. And that became his trademark, really. And he became quite successful at it.
I used to have a sweetie, as sweet as she could be. But now I ain't got no sweetie, but my sweetie sure got me. I gave her all my money to keep until today. And I called her up this morning and they said she'd gone away. And nobody knows where she's gone. Nobody knows where she's gone.
Two of them, Carl Moore and Phil Baxter, wrote Gambler's Blues in 1925. And that was published by Harry D. Squires. They didn't, as I say, they didn't copyright it, but Harry Squires was writing songs with and for Fess Williams. Now, Fess, professor, was a school teacher, but he preferred the life of the traveling musician and band leader to that of being a school teacher, and he fronted large bands through much of the 1920s and 30s. And he recorded in 1927, February the 25th, the Moore-Baxter composition, Gambler's Blues. The flip side of that was an old minstrel song called I Wasn't Scared, But I Just Thought I'd Better Go.
Uh-oh. I wasn't scared, no. But I just thought that I'd better go.
And the minstrels, I think, were probably performing St. James Infirmary in the early part of the 20th century. Now, as for Fess Williams, I think the most popular song he ever recorded was one that he had written called Hot Town. It was a rollicking travel song. I don't think his Gambler's Blues made much of a dent, but it was a prelude because about a year after he recorded this song, A year and 10 months, I think, though. Louis Armstrong recorded it as St. James Infirmary, and that's an interesting story. But there are really some fascinating and really interesting characters associated with the evolution of St. James Infirmary. A lot of them almost completely forgotten today.
Mr. Bartender, I'll take another shot of that booze. Now I guess I'll be on my way.